Mithiwin is specially told about the action of these people. It explains how they act and how they did the mystical powers, sometimes not necessarily positive, but mostly negative. And it is from that story that makes it so unfitting to be called as a religion. Because as we learn, as we study Christianity, it does not allow anyone to kill. And the Jewish Ten Commandments strongly forbid a person to kill another person. These are the contrary to the First Nation tradition. Because the First Nation traditional belief and practices, it allows a person to kill one person if necessary. Unfortunately, there was no rule over this spiritual nature action in time before the European. It was individuals' own will to understand or to take the proper instruction or to go against them and use this mystical power to kill an individual or to abuse it to sort of establish fear amongst his First Nations and use it at the advantage for his own benefit. And it was not a positive thing. And for that reason, we hear stories that contain and legends, any other type of stories, oral stories that are so terrible about an individual who has abused these powers. And for that reason, when the Christianity came in, the Ten Commandments strongly expressed to the First Nation of the Muskegwok that says, "Thou shalt not kill." And it goes against the freedom of a person to choose to defend themselves by killing an individual, sort of minimizes their effort. And therefore, many our First Nation ancestors did not want to join the Christianity for the time being, as I was told by our elders. And this was before the European came, and that existed there. And for that reason, they say, the elders have told us that any individual or the family group have always on the lookout for any signs of aggression from another party, another family, even within the Omaskego groups. And it was more so of the outside group of tribes, other tribes that are mingled with Muskegwok. They were carefully screened out and very careful not to insult or be insulted by them, because all it takes was a slight insult. And slight insult would dishonor a person's respect and calls for challenge to the dead amongst the powerful shamans. And that, the elders tells me, is the reason why the Mithiwin, it's not the church as we know it in Christianity. So this is a short version of questions. And now I will not put in writing the words of the elders that I have spoken to. I will quote in a very short sentences. And unfortunately, many of these elders I have spoken to during my project of questioning for this purpose were not in favor of being recorded. simply because afraid to be ridiculed and also to be laughed at, and other reasons also.